686-2237.
Hey, sports fans, the Patriots overwhelmed. That's a good word for it. The Jets and what turned out to be a boring Monday night game, 45-3. That was our nail the score game. Nobody nailed the score. The president nailed down a tax deal, a 2-year freeze on those Bush tax cuts that were set to expire. What kind of deal did he cut? We'll dive into it. And how about the British? They've had enough of Afghanistan, and the Prime Minister is looking at bailing on Afghanistan in 2011, or at least a severe pullback. That's kind of a blow to the, not kind of, it is a blow to the U.S. and NATO forces who are digging in until at least 2014, right? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney's my name, and this is America Tonight. We're like a wild roller coaster ride. You actually get a couple of extra turns. Ever notice when you get on a roller coaster, it's some of them with the old ones that are kind of rickety, you still kind of go upside down, or the new roller coasters where your skull is pressed back against whatever it is you're leaning on because of the G-forces, but it's over, poof, like that. Well, we give you a couple extra spins here at America Tonight, so you just have to hold on tight. And I always like to say this, I don't care what your stripes are if you have to define yourself or define yourself by some sort of a label, a liberal, a conservative, in between, confused, don't care, whatever. You can join the party easily, 800-259-5791. Right at the top, though, earlier in the day, this is how the press was sounding about cutting a deal as far as the tax cuts that were getting set to expire. Here's what he said.
We should also extend unemployment insurance for workers who've lost their jobs through no fault of their own. That is a priority. Republicans want to make permanent the tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans. I have argued that we can't afford it right now. But what I've also said is we've got to find consensus here.
All right, so they found consensus, and so guess what? The wealthiest people did get those tax cuts because it's a 2-year extension of all, let me repeat that, A-L-L, all of the Bush tax cuts are staying for 2 years. There's also a 13-month extension of unemployment insurance and 2 percentage point decrease in the payroll tax for 1 year to help businesses. So the overall cost, if you're doing the numbers, remember I went to Catholic school, so we got to count on our fingers. The overall cost and lost revenue to the government is at, ready for this, bump, ba-da-da, $450 billion in 2011. $450 billion, uh-huh. And it might climb as high as $600 billion, depending on how the economy actually grows over the next 2 years. Tomas in Michigan, you have the floor. Batter up. Hello, Tomas.
You ready? Are you ready?
I am ready.
That fat lip that Barack got a couple of days ago was a foreshadowing of what happened today. The GOP slapped him hard. I mean, all that stuff about the Bush tax cuts.
Yeah.
No, I got something ready. Here we go. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy, Barack? Who's your daddy? It's the GOP. Who's your daddy, Barack? Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy, Barack? It's the GOP. You said you're going to roll back the Bush tax cut. The Bush tax cut. The Bush tax cut. But today the GOP kicked your who's your daddy? It's the GOP. How about that, huh?
Woohoo! Bravo! You get an A for effort. Who's your daddy? Yeah, no, it was a black eye for him, essentially, because they kept pushing about not the rich, not the rich, not the 250, not over 250, and this was the compromise.
And, it's amazing to me because he controls the presidency, he controls the Senate, and still he caves in big time. And the only thing he got was 13 extra weeks for the people who have been on unemployment so long they can't even spell the word work. You know?
You're terrible.
99 plus 13. Let's do the math on that. I think that's 112.
That's crazy, huh?
2 times 2 is 104, okay? So, yeah. In other words, it's more than 2 years. Come on. I think that they're just giving money away to anybody and any organization they can. Think about it. You just said $450 billion is going to put us in the hole, what they did today.
Yep, $450 billion. So you're going to be cutting a lot of federal jobs or doing something. How do you make that up?
Well, I think they're going to be printing.
Yeah.
I think they're printing money because they have now gone into this quantitative easing. And, if you or I had a printing press and we were allowed to print money, we could do the same thing. You know, we had an uncle who didn't want to work. No problem, uncle. Here's another 10 grand. I'll just print it. You know, if you had a business that was not doing well, that's all right. Here, another 100 grand to the bank to keep the business open. I've never been a proponent, Kate, of taxes, lowering taxes to ignite the economy unless
sure.
The economy is strong already. Now, a lot of people say it works, and that's another debate there. I don't mind lowering taxes when the economy is strong, but when it's weak, I like to add it up, not hope that it's going to add up. I hope to get some calls on that because there's a lot of Republicans out there that believe that the more you cut taxes, the more money is into the economy, and then it creates more money.
Well, absolutely. I said that. I said that you're one of them. There's a lot of people that call the show that say, forget that. You got to pay the taxes. We got to pony up here. We got to belly up to the bar because the more we don't do it, the more you get the numbers like the $450 billion in 2011. So where are we going? You know, that's higher than the yearly cost of the 2009 stimulus. That $450 billion, if you think about it, wow. I mean, that is a high, hot number, and it might even actually go higher than that. I mean, that's the low end of the estimate. So, yeah, you got to think about that. At what point are the cuts? I mean, at what point do you catch up to it? That's the thing. How about somebody that can balance a budget? How about that? That's a unique thing, isn't it? Could we not have balanced budgets anymore? Didn't that used to be one of the things that the presidents were proud of in the early years, trying to balance that budget?
Well, you know, the thing is, states can balance the budget responsibly because they cannot print their money. See,
right?
If you and I balance our budget, or we should responsibly, because we can't just, you know, we have a money tree. But the federal government, if you tell them to balance the budget, all they're going to do is print more money, baby. You know, that's all they're going to do.
Yeah, and then Ben Bernanke will say, oh, no, that's baloney when people say we're just printing money. We know how much money we're printing. That's not true. We know how much. Yeah, I don't believe you. Let's see the counter. Show us the counter, Ben, next time you're on 60 Minutes. You're so lying about that. Tamara, thanks for the call. If you want to chime in, you can do it at 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. On the flip side, odds and ends.
Do you have pain from a soft tissue injury? Would you like to alleviate the pain in 10 minutes? Science has now figured out how to put healing sound frequencies into a kaolin clay and polymer gel. Once applied to the area of pain, frequency signals are transmitted to the area of injury that activates the release of prostaglandin hormones. Your body's own prostaglandin hormones eliminate inflammation and the pain that it is causing. The result is the elimination of pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. We have thermography pictures to prove its effectiveness. The only alternatives on the market are topical cooling agents that for many are poor performers, often smell bad, may be oily, and do not activate the body's innate response system. If you'd like a superior alternative to alleviating soft tissue trauma pain in as little as 10 minutes, please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit knockoutpaincream.com. That's knockoutpaincream.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
We can count. What do you think the projected population of the U.S. is right now? What do you think that number? Where do you think that lies? That's a big number, I'll just say that. Also, Joe Miller, how much did he raise since the Alaska election? Pretty good numbers. He's a good fundraiser. I wouldn't begin to know. You know, I've had people say to me, why don't you run? Which, of course, I'm politically incorrect, and there's no way. There's no way I'm electable. But the whole fundraising thing, boy, you got to be good. You got to be good at this schmoozing, naming, charming, running on all cylinders, going from one dinner to the next dinner. I mean, you got to be boom, 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 high energy constantly all the time. What do you think they take? Red Bull? What do you think the caffeine of choice is? Down a bunch of coffee when they're running for office? I don't know. I mean, it's crazy. The constant flow of a campaign, presidential on down, is, to me, it's amazing. There's been a lot of documentaries done about it. Some of them are pretty good, actually. As much as I'm not a big fan of Pelosi's, her daughter, Alexandra Pelosi, we actually had her on a show, and she's a pretty darn good documentary filmmaker. She did one where Bush actually was joking around with her, and she was doing one on the road to the White House back in his era, and it was pretty good. It showed both sides of the campaign, you know, the Democrats and the Republicans, and it was interesting the kind of shot she was able to get, the access. I mean, it just, the off-the-cuff, I think, remarks. All right, speaking of off-the-cuff, this is anything but off-the-cuff, but it's worth mentioning. Outside our borders, you know, we have our eye on what's going on with South Korea and North Korea. And the latest is South Korean troops actually pushed ahead with that naval firing they were talking about doing the drills. And this was a day after North Korea said, They were warning that would aggravate the tension between the two rivals. after, and this is on the heels of North Korea's shelling of a frontline South Korean island. Isn't it interesting, North Korea, oh, don't you dare do a drill, but yet they sink a ship and kill sailors, they kill some people on this island, but then Kim Jong-il waves his finger, no, you don't. If I spoke Korean, I would probably be able to translate that better, but whatever. He says, don't get in my face with your little exercises, but yet he's actually taking people out and then denying it. Give me a break. So the efforts to cut off the conflict are pretty multifaceted, of course. President Obama has talked to China's premier by telephone a couple of times, and some of the other top diplomats in South Korea and Japan and blah, 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 and they're supposed to hold some talks in Washington. We'll see what that yields, because when after the people on that island, that was right before Thanksgiving. It was November 23rd, I think. And what happened was the attack killed two Marines, two civilian construction workers, and it's actually the first attack on any kind of a civilian area since the Korean War. I mean, you probably already knew that, but that was what was so stunning about that and scared the people to death. They just want to get off there. They had no idea where they were going to go. So North Korea, isn't it funny, warning about these drills, saying it was uncomfortable and it was making extreme tension. Give me a break. Extreme tension when they've just gone after the people of South Korea. I have to think that the prime minister there is sick of this. And he's saying that they've got money to rebuild the island, like $27 million, and that most of the 1,300 who lived on the island who have left are living in a public bathhouse in the port city that's been converted into a refugee center. So they just completely fled, and that's what they did. And the idea is, I hope that we can rebuild this. I mean, you know, the people are afraid. They don't want to go back because all they heard was a flash of bullets and a lot of screaming and didn't know what was happening. So can you blame them? Even rebuilding it might not actually bring those people back. All right, this is what I would call a bravo moment on this show, because this was not going to work, this whole DREAM Act deal. And the DREAM Act, I think, pretty much is DOA. So the Democrats are pushing for the bill, and what the bill is, I'll just give you the loose version of it. We go back to the immigration problem again. And the loose version of it is that it's a pathway to citizenship for illegal immigrant students. And, of course, there were a lot of people who are heavily against this, saying that, you know, why are we sprinting in this direction? How insane is this? And what damage is this going to cause? There's no way that we're going to have this path to citizenship for illegal immigrant students. And the Democrats are saying, why not? Why can't we do this? They're born here. Why can't we give them the option? Why can't they try to grab the brass ring? And then, of course, we know at some colleges what also even then happens when you get into these sticky situations with enrollments, because there have been lawsuits over it. And actually, that, I think, is part of the DREAM Act's problem, to be sure. And this is an update on Elizabeth Edwards' condition. I should have done it actually earlier in the show, but I saw something today about Edwards. Notice she's kind of been absent. Probably a year ago, she was doing talk shows talking about her disgust. You know, she's keeping it close to she's playing it close to home, but she was talking about the Edwards situation and everything, and then they had separated. Well, she's gravely ill, they say. Doctors say that she's got only a few weeks to live, only a few weeks for Elizabeth Edwards. So the family is gathering at their North Carolina home, and they've just issued a statement that the doctors say that the treatment for her cancer wouldn't work. It would be unproductive, and it would be best to spend whatever time she has left enjoying however they can those weeks. And, of course, Elizabeth Edwards is estranged from her husband John Edwards, but I guess I guess John Edwards has been there, and the three children have certainly been at their mother's home. And anybody that's figured prominently in her life has been around. So what a crazy twist for Elizabeth Edwards. You know, when he was campaigning for president, there was all that talk about, ooh, the cancer card. They're playing the cancer card. Is this the right thing to do? And what does this, you know, does this help or does this hurt the campaign? Because does it look like he's out campaigning and he can't be by her side if she takes a turn for the worse? But that never became the issue. The issue became the affair that he had with Ryle Hunter, who he had a child with, and the whole videographer thing and whether he was paying her with PAC money and all that stuff. But anyway, Elizabeth Edwards is 61 years old, and she's been battling breast cancer really since 2004. She was diagnosed with it in the final days of the presidential campaign when he was on that VP ticket. So that was a tough time for them. And then he launched that second shot at it, remember, in 2007, and then you know what happened after that. So Elizabeth Edwards, sadly, losing her battle with cancer, but you know, she talked about the severity of it and saying that she didn't want to really, I don't think she really wanted to know when the end was until it got to that point where you just had to, you know, you just had to know where the end was. And I guess it's at that point right now, in this time, it's at that point where it's literally a couple of weeks. All right, coming up on the flip side, like I said, we are going to hit you up with one of my favorite things that we do called We Can Count. And We Can Count will include ultimately how many peoples are here in the United States. For those of you listening to us in Australia and other parts of the world, you could even take a stab at it. How many Americans do you think there are? How many Americans do you think there are? What a big country we have. Think of it. I always say from coast to coast, you know, bookended. And some of there are more Spartan states, but think of the more populous states. And what do you think that number, where do you think that number would land? We're going to talk about that and a couple of other things that mix into We Can Count. You don't want to miss it. That's coming up as we turn the page.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's GetTheTea.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Broke out, and then there was a talk show. Hey, everybody, America tonight, coast to coast, all the spots in between. All right, let's jump right to it. A lot of you have called the show and certainly you've hit us up with the email, so we're going to push the Week in Count segment to after this one. First, let's go to Jeff in Oregon. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, how are you? I want to know what you think of Dominic and Sue, the Detroit Lion. He's from Portland originally.
What do I think of him?
Yes.
I don't really have any opinion. What should I think? Yes, that he's a good guy?
He's huge. He's like 6'5" and 300 pounds. He's the brand new defensive end for the Detroit Lions.
Yeah. I mean, I know who he is. Yeah.
He's a local boy in Portland. Ran high school.
Oh, see, you're always giving me this Portland trivia. You're filling in the blanks on Portland. So that's why he's the pride of Portland. That's why you care. Because you know most people don't care that are listening to America Tonight about, unfortunately, the Detroit Lions if you're looking at how they're doing this season.
Yeah, and Joey Harrington's a friend of mine, and he lives out here, too.
Oh, Joey Harrington. He's a good guy. I've interviewed him on a couple of different Fox shows I was in. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Did you add me on your Yahoo, by the way? I mean, your Fox.
I have no idea how to work that, but once I figure it out, I will add you, I promise.
Okay.
How's that?
Appreciate that.
All right, you're welcome. Mr. Oregon, you're always filling us in on the Oregon things. Hey, you take care. Thanks for the call.
And neighbors okay. Come over to the doctor.
All right, let's move from Jeff in Oregon to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don, how are you?
Oh, I'm okay, Kate. Isn't Portland the land of the jailblazers?
I think Portland is a very cool place to go play golf and look at really green trees.
Yeah. Rains there all the time, too, doesn't it?
It does rain there all the time. There in Seattle, you just get used to it, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I got a question. I've been trying to figure something out. I was listening to Obama today, and sounds like they just basically shelved the whole thing, you know, and said, no, we don't want to fight about this right now, and just keep the tax cuts going for Bush, whether you believe they should have ever existed in the first place or not. As long as you guys give me my unemployment, you know, my Obama welfare, you know, given the 2 million people who've been on, what, over 2 years? 99 weeks, something like that.
It's over 2 years. Yeah.
Yeah. As long as they keep getting their unemployment. And, of course, you know, I've talked about that, you know, with, you know, what you're getting. Not everybody's getting the maximum amount of unemployment, but, you know, when you're looking for jobs and they pay the same that you're getting on unemployment, you know, what's the purpose of going to work?
Well, you know what? There is some point to that. Think about that. Let's just forget your ideology and mine where we just work until our hands bleed. Let's pretend, Don, that that's not our deal. If we were really looking at it, as you say, from the paycheck point of view, well, you're right. Why would we go back to work if we were making more money on unemployment?
Yeah, and you know, but the whole point is that, you know, at least I believe that, you know, when you're working, you're staying busy, you're moving in a positive direction, you know. And
right, you feel more productive, it's better.
Idleness is the old workshop or whatever, you know, so.
Yeah.
You know, and I have a hard time, you know. I mean, there might be a day where, you know, unfortunately I've been lucky in my life not to be unemployed for the most part, but there might be a day where, but, you know, I just don't see it becoming a lifestyle, you know, and unfortunately, I just wonder how many cases of those 2 million people out there to where it's, you know, I realize there's small towns out there. The big company that was, you know, supplying most of the jobs is shut down. There's nothing left around. They don't want to move, you know. But here's the question I was really pondering when he was talking about this stuff today is, quite a few times he threw a bunch of jabs at the rich, you know, and, you know, the alleged truth. 2% that, you know, they want to keep the taxes on, but is that trying to say that, I'm a little confused there, is only 2% of the country make over $250,000 a year? Is that what that means? Because from what I understand, it's anybody that makes over $250,000 a year.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, so maybe I don't know, maybe only 2% of the country makes over that amount. But here's the question for me. How many of those people voted for him and are you know, ragtag, you know, liberal Democrats? You know, Oprah, she probably put it, you know, I'm sure her pocketbook put him in the presidency. You know, all the athletes, you know, and not just to say only African-Americans, but, you know, all these liberals that are in Hollywood, you know, that are making well more money than $250,000 a year. And he constantly is pointing the finger at them going, you need to pay more taxes.
Right.
Yet they vote for this guy, you know, and I'm just kind of shaking my head like, you know, maybe, you know, if you're the type of person that's out there that, you know, doesn't mind your taxes going from 35% to 39.5%, which is what it will do, because that's the highest bracket,
right,
you know, for the federal government, then why don't you just just donate the money now to the federal government? There's nothing wrong with just sending my extra money to the IRS. I mean, you know, heck, if you're making how many millions of, you know, and you sit there and watch Oprah give cars away all the time to people in her audience, you know, and how much money is she making a year, over $100 million, something like that?
Probably more.
You know, once you live on $200,000, Oprah, and give the rest of it to the government, because, you know, you guys are voting for a guy, and you're supporting a guy who says that you should be paying the majority of the bill, you know?
That
other people ought to be able to live off of your taxes, and I don't know. It's just it's a messed up system, and what it sounded like to me today is that neither of them have any really real idea of how to straighten it out. I think that the reason they put this on the shelf was to just wait to get the final report from this, this debt commission that they have, and try to move on from there. But you know, and there's arguments on both sides. You know, I was looking at, well, if you're paying four and a half more percent, you're making $250,000. You're going to pay $12,000 a year of taxes.
Right.
That's probably not going to break somebody making over $250,000 a year. You know, but at the same time, those people are, you know, they sit back and think, hey, you know, this isn't fair. You know, I'm the one. You know, it's kind of like I've talked with our mechanics of our trucking company, you know. And we all get along, and we get paid good. And we know how much our bosses make, you know, that they're making a lot of money. But guess
what?
Guess who's taking all the risk, you know?
You guys.
Our company is. Our boss, you know.
Yeah.
Our owners.
Yeah.
They're the ones that have to take all the risk.
Yeah.
They're the ones that, you know, if they get a driver that, you know, fortunately we've never had this happen in our company, that gets drunk or whatever and, you know, kill somebody, you know, runs his truck over and kills a family or something like that, you know, they're going to get sued out of their wits, you know.
Sure.
We just have our regular job, and, you know, so, you know, there's a, you know, I just laugh when, you know, the rich people taking the risk, you know, and you want to point the finger at them and say, oh, hey, Uncle Tom, you got to pay for our way, you know, pay for our social services, you know. No, I just don't agree with it, but, you know, they got to come across the way like we've talked many a times, Kate, and I appreciate you talking to me about this subject so much, but they just got to come up a way to make this an even thing, and, you know, we're all equal, and by the way, I know how much you're going to say on that number next segment on how many Americans, but,
mm-hmm.
You know, I wonder, I'm going to hold off till the census shows up, and that tells us how many there is.
All right, Don, thanks. Don, you know, agrees with me. We talk about this tax thing. He and I have talked about it on the air for years now. The fair tax, there's other ways to do this. Why do we have this unequal system that we wouldn't have these problems and some of this chaos that is created as a result? We can count coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The U.S. population is pegged as high as 312.7 million, and that's where we start. We can count. If you believe it, that's the Census Bureau with their big fat estimates. It was jumped from 305 to that number, and that's based on the information that they culled. It's before the official count was actually conducted, so the estimates were compiled as of April 1st. They're not part of the overall 2010 count, but still, that's a pretty big number. They think with the growth trends of certain demographic groups, it could be even maybe a little bit higher than that. But the numbers were combed separately from the census, and it's the first, I guess it's the first info that shows kind of a snapshot of the U.S. and the people who live here. The census influences, of course, about 4 billion, or actually 4 trillion, B to T is a big deal, 4 trillion in federal funds during the next decade and determines which states gain or lose seats in the House of Representatives. So it's obviously a very big deal. It's, you know, the exact population numbers. That's why the census is big, because of the representation of how that's divvied out. And when you look at growth I was looking at some of this stuff. The report showed that categories like gender, race, age, all that stuff, if you were to analyze it, the number of men in the U.S. is as low as 151.9 million, or as high as 155. For women, the range is 153 to 157. Woo, that's big. So it's unequal in New York. If you're a guy and you go to New York, I mean, it's like manna from heaven. I think there's like five women to every one man in New York. Somebody was telling me that the other day. If that's true, the numbers are certainly unequal. And also some of the other things that you could, I guess, gather from what that data compiled showed is that the non-black population, which would mean Hispanics and other races, went from 264.8 million to 271 million. Now, if you're keeping track of how many people I said are in the United States, what was the number I said? The population, 312.7 million. And then notice what I said here. Hispanics and other races, the figure is 264.8 to 271 million. Wow. And the Constitution requires, of course, the federal government to count the population every 10 years. That's what happens. That's why there was so much made about the census and so much crazy money thrown out the window trying to make people aware of the census so that they could be counted. But it does have to do with representation. The number of young Hispanics, limited to residents, not illegals, supposedly, under the age of 20, what they came up with was 21.3 million. 21.3 million. All right, that's enough on the census. The big deal, I think, was the 312.7 million. That's a pretty big number, isn't it? But would you have thought it was a little bit higher than that? Go to a mall right before Christmas, and you'll think all of those people are actually at the mall. I was talking about Joe Miller before and the fact that the Republican has reported raising more than $241,000 since last month's Senate election. And remember, he's suing over how the state conducted the election. Unofficial results showed that Senator Lisa Murkowski won. And she ran as a write-in candidate after losing the primary to Miller, which infuriated him. And they've been raising money for their legal bills for a while now. Murkowski last week reported raising over $254,000. See, that's the thing. When you're a politician, you always have to have money somewhere stashed away to fend off all those lawsuits because you never know who might come after you and what the circumstance might be. So in this case, they're spending some big bucks on lawyer fees. You know, how's that? The race ahead in looking at 2012, the challenges and who's going to run against Barack Obama has become very heated lately. There's a lot of discussion about who might take up the banner, who might be the person who wins the Republican nod. And at this point, most of the numbers are going to like a Palin, a Romney, Newt Gingrich even, Mike Huckabee in some of these polls. But nothing that's, you know, nobody's got some double-digit lead somewhere and nothing that's just purely you look at it and say, oh, this is going to be the candidate. I mean, this is a runaway deal here. There's nobody that falls into that category. The numbers are kind of loosey-goosey all over the map, but they're all neck and neck, so nobody with any kind of a double-digit lead. Speaking of leads, it's worth mentioning a little mini sports shorts here. This is a number that was pretty ugly for the Jets. How about the Patriots crushing the Jets? 45-3, the final score. It was all about Tom Brady. Once again, and another big win in Foxborough. And now the Patriots are 10-2. They control the AFC East, and the race is on, as we know, in football for home field advantage. And if you watched even a quarter or two of this, you were bored immediately. I mean, New England just dominated and thrashed them in every single way. They just crushed them. Who would they crush in the playoffs at this point? They look like world beaters. The Jets, we're going to have to figure out a way to bounce back from that and figure out quickly how to do that, because anybody that's got to play the Jets in these next couple of games, although all they'll have to do is look at some of that game footage to just get a clue on what's happening. And those are, for we can count, those are ugly numbers. 45. 45-3. All right, how about this deal with Dane Cook? Have you seen this? Dane Cook's family, or Dane Cook's half-brother and sister-in-law, have to repay $12 million. I didn't even know this thing was going on, speaking of the law. But what happened is they have to pay him $12 million to admit to, because they admitted, rather, to stealing while managing his business. That's always a bad deal. You get the half-brother and the sister-in-law managing your business? Really? Really, Dwayne? Really, Dane? So Daryl McCauley, who was Cook's business manager from the 90s to, you know, 90-something to 98 or whatever, pled guilty to, check it out, larceny, embezzlement, and forgery charges in October. His wife pled guilty to larceny charges, and they stole millions of dollars for their own use, apparently. So this was serious stuff. He was sentenced to 6 years in prison and 16 years probation. She got 3 years in prison and 13 years probation. So they have to come up with the restitution payments. And then they've got, the husband has a hearing next week, and millions of dollars went missing. I guess the investigation started a couple years ago when Cook and his lawyer called police because they saw that millions of dollars were missing. Hey, my bank account is suddenly lighter. Well, maybe I shouldn't have trusted my half-brother and his wife. And they even had a forged check, I guess, where they could really nail them. They had a forged check for $3 million. Boy, that, I'll tell you what, that takes some cojones to do that. To think that, what, they're not going to find the missing money? You think they're not going to see that missing money when they finally look a little bit closer? Of course it's going to see the missing. $12 million is a lot of money. We're not talking about, you know, a couple hundred thousand here and there. We're talking about pure greed. I'm surprised that when they did that, they didn't just try to seek cover somewhere else. In other words, a hit and run, take the money and go move somewhere else. But they were too stupid to do that. I assume they figured they were going to get away with it. The comedian was too busy to pay attention to what's happening. You know, that whole blood is thicker than water. I don't know if that applies, though, to half-brothers and certainly not sisters-in-law, because that's a marriage thing. Things to think about. People you trust with your money.
Is this a business decision or is it personal? Because if it's business, I'll go away happily. But if it's personal, I'll go away. But I won't be happy. It's personal.